Okay, we're speaking this evening with Kathy Lynn, one of the organizers for a benefit that's coming up in Concordia in August. Kathy, I know this benefit's coming up for Phyllis. I want to begin by asking you about Phyllis herself. For our listeners that may not be familiar with her, tell us just a little bit about her situation, if you will, please.
Well, Phyllis was diagnosed in December of 2013 with lung cancer. They found a 3.4 centimeter spot on her left upper lobe. In January of 2014, they surgically removed it. And due to it being so close to the bloodstream, they were concerned that there was some pieces that possibly broke off into the bloodstream. So they recommend that she does some chemo treatments. So in February, they started some chemo treatments, and she went through 16 weeks of chemo treatments. She actually ended her chemo treatments on the day after her 42nd anniversary. And on that day, her and her husband went and celebrated and went out for a good steak. She is a really remarkable woman. She has raised two children. I am married to her son, Byron, and she has a daughter, Mindy, that lives in Jefferson City. She has really been a hard worker all her life. She ran Topsies for a while, and she ran another restaurant past Sweet Springs. She and her husband live in the Concordia area. Her husband is the Concordia chief of police. She stays at home and takes care of the home now. She spends a lot of time with her grandchildren. She just recently started going swimming with us. She's getting her energy back. Yesterday was her second time going swimming. She just is a wonderful person. I commend on the things that she does. She has taught me a lot. Her mother's still alive, but she's 81 years old, and she has three sisters and one brother. The two sisters, Paula and Pam, have been helping me with the benefit. She is from Odessa. She graduated in Odessa in 1972. They lived in the Mayview area.
Kathy, what's her medical state at this point? I know you're talking about she's out and about and going swimming with her grandkids, and it sounds like maybe getting back to a pretty regular routine. What's her diagnosis at this time?
At this time, she is cancer-free. They will probably recheck her next year. Right now, she's just in good health. Her and her husband went fishing twice so far since she's getting her energy back. She just feels really good. She gets to follow up with a doctor in a couple weeks to check on where her central line was. She was doing chemo at Fitzgibbon, and the doctors seemed pretty positive that they got the cancer.
Well, it sounds like she's on the right road then. She's moving in the right direction, and that's always good news. Well, let's talk specifically about the benefit itself then. I understand there's going to be a dinner that night, so let's talk about the menu. What will we be serving?
Well, we are going to be serving brisket, which will be smoked by Mitchell Dittmer. He has gotten pretty popular with his beef brisket. My husband, Byron, is going to be smoking the pork shoulders that are being donated by Tyson. The brisket's going to be donated by Sam Rosser and Alma Meats. And the TA is going to be donating this, which is Smoky Pounders, is going to be donating baked beans and potato salad for the benefit. We're going to have homemade desserts from the Church of Christ in Odessa. And we are going to be having raw cheese from the Church of Christ in Higginsville. And some breads possibly being donated by the Church of Christ in Oak Grove. So we have local churches helping us with the food donations. We will be having lemonade and iced tea being served.
Well, it sounds like a full meal. Nobody's going to walk away hungry anyway. That's wonderful. Okay, and then if I understand correctly, we're going to have a silent auction and a live auction both. If I'm wrong, please correct me. And we can't cover everything, obviously, probably that you have available, but let's talk about some of those big items that will be available.
Okay, the big items that will be available is an area rug that is going to be donated by Rudy's Furniture. I have a homemade planter bench made by my husband, and the lumber is donated by the lumber yard in Concordia. We are going to have a lady from the Odessa Church of Christ has donated some large items like a ping pong table and a ire hockey table. We will have some beautiful dishes that have 18 karat gold in them, and we will have some Royals or Cardinals tickets to be auctioned off for the live auction. A lot of the local businesses have donated small to big items, baskets to be put in the silent auction. We have some neat tables for, like, the living room, lamps, a lamp being donated, some handcrafted items. We got blocks with the design probably to go in your garden that are handcrafted by my husband's grandmother's stepdaughter. And we will have homemade desserts that will be on the silent auction, like pies. I believe Ricky Flandemeyer's peach pie is going to be on the live auction.
Sounds like you'll have items no matter what people come prepared to spend. You'll have some smaller ticket items as well as some bigger ticket items as well then.
Yes, and we'll have some artwork that were done by local artists around the area. We just appreciate the huge support that the Concordia businesses have given us. The community building is being donated by the City of Concordia. We're very blessed that we got that and just grateful for the huge help that the local businesses have given us, and the churches. It's just wonderful, and we're looking for people to come out and support Phyllis. She is just a really wonderful woman. She outstanding, helps people. I don't know. One time I was told she was cold Topsies, just so if there was a benefit going on in town, she would close Topsies and have them go to the benefit dinner versus, you know, make the money for herself. She would make them go to the benefit dinner so she wouldn't have to, you know, so she could support them.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping we can get some help and have, you know, people come out and help her.
Well, let's talk, Kathy, about the specifics. Tell us where, when, and all of those types of details for the Saturday benefit.
Okay, well, we will have it at the Concordia Community Building, which is 802 South Gordon Street in Concordia. The dinner is 5 to 7, and then we'll, you know, start the live auction at 7:30. And we will have a live band. The band is the combination of the Baptist Church and New Assembly of God. The combination, they're going to come play for us. I will be having a DJ and an MC play some variety of music. We will have some bracelets and some T-shirts that you can buy that will help have Phyllis's name on them to support her.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time for a very good cause. Kathy, I know we've covered a lot of information this morning. Anything else that you want to add or that you feel like maybe we've missed?
The dinner is a free will donation, and just come, enjoy it, relax. We're trying to have relaxing music. It's going to be Christian, country, variety music, just a relaxing atmosphere. I'm just looking forward to having the community come out and support Phyllis. We truly appreciate everything the community has done, and you know, hopefully we can get some support.
Absolutely, and hopefully she knows that she's got a full community behind her too. What a great feeling. So, well, Kathy, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.